Hey, my friends, it is Kevin Henry. You know me as the host of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast, as well as a speaker all throughout the world for dental assistants. And hey, I want to also remind you that I'm the editor-in-chief for DrByCuspid.com. So if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't signed up to get Dr. Bicuspid's newsletters, I want to make sure that you do that, because I promise you, as their editor, I make sure that there is something in there every day that is relevant to dental assistants and relevant to elevating you all to the amazing dental team members that I know you already are, but just taking that game to the next level. So make sure you're signed up for free for the daily newsletter at drbicuspid.com. Okay, let's get back to the podcast. And as I mentioned, I speak to dental assistants throughout the world, and I am thrilled to be just back from a trip to Toronto. I spoke for the Ontario Dental Association up there, had a great morning with dental assistants. So thank you, Canada. Thank you all so much for having me. I was honored that one of the ladies in the room said that she listens to this podcast regularly. So if that is you, hi, and thank you so much for making my day while I was there. And one of the things that I talked about with the dental assistants in Toronto, and I will speak again with the dental assistants at the Pacific Northwest Dental Conference in a couple of weeks, and later on throughout the year as I go all over this great world, yes, world, because there's a big announcement coming about that shortly, but as I speak to dental assistants, the one thing that I always want to remind you of is how much that you are needed right now in this industry. You know, it's no secret that there is a staffing shortage out there. You know, I don't like to use the word staff. I use like the word team. So let's just say that there's a team member shortage out there. And that includes, of course, dental assistants. So assistants, I want to encourage you today to take control of that situation. And what I mean by that is I want to encourage you to set the table for your success for the rest of 2024. Now, as I record this podcast, it is the last Sunday of April, which means that we are officially almost one third of the way through 2024. That's crazy to think about, right? We're almost through the first 4 months of 2024, which means we've got 8 months to go, which means that there's not much time left, you know. Sorry, should say 7 months to go. No, that's why I'm a journalist. My math skills are not the best. But we have 7 months to go left in the year. So I want you to be able to take advantage of those last 7 months by making them the best that you can be, not only for your practice, but also for your career and for you personally. You know, while I am always a big fan of the dental practice doing well, my ultimate goal as what I do with Dental Assistant Nation is making sure the dental assistants always do well also. And with that in mind, here's the homework that I'm going to give to you. And again, I speak about this, so if I'm ever lucky enough to get to meet you, if I'm ever lucky enough to get to talk at a meeting where you are attending, you will hear me talk about this. But I know not every member of the Dental Assistant Nation is out there at dental meetings, so I wanted to boil this down for you very quickly today when it comes to what I hope you'll be doing for the rest of 2024, and that is what I like to call the stay interview. Now, what I mean by stay interview is that this is something that you set up with your doctor, or if you work in a DSO and it's a hiring manager, or there's somebody else who is your ultimate supervisor outside of the dentist, and yes, that does happen in some of today's corporate DSO structures. Whatever that is for you, I want you to go to that person and request a meeting. And it's not a meeting where you sit there and you say, I demand more pay, or, you know, it's not a gripe session or anything like that. It's an actual meeting where you sit there and you talk about the things that you have experienced so far in 2024 and the things that you hope to accomplish in 2024. And the reason I call it a stay interview, and the reason it's very well known throughout not just dental industry, but all industries as a stay interview, is because the ultimate goal of this interview is that any things that are bothering you at that moment, any little things that are keeping you from the best that you can possibly be, are eliminated because you're taking time to discuss that with the dentist or with the hiring manager or whoever it is. And it's allowing you to stay in your current position. It's allowing you to stay in your dental practice. It's allowing you to stay where you may love, but there may just be one or two things that are kind of bothering you, just one or two things that are keeping you from reaching your full potential. And that is what this stay interview is all about. So here's my key to making this happen. I want you to request this interview, and in a perfect world, I would love for you to do it before June 30th, before the end of the first half of the year. And it's a time when it's 10, 15 minutes. It doesn't need to be long. It doesn't need to be drawn out. But it needs to be a time when both you and the dentist can sit down and focus on what is being said. Cell phones are put away. Nobody's going to knock on the door and say, hey, an emergency patient just came in. But it's an actual time when you all can talk and not only voice what you're feeling, but also listen to what is being said as well. Because the key to any interview like this is that it's a two-way communication. It's a two-way street. And not only are you able to share some things that are important to you, but you're also able to listen to what is said. So here's what happens in the stay interview. Is 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to go up to the doc and just say, hey, do we have some time that you and I can sit down, focused time, and really talk about the rest of this year and where you see me playing a role in this in this practice? With that, you're going to need to do a little bit of homework. You're going to need to be thinking about in your head the things that you love to do in that practice, the things you love to do as a dental assistant, as well as maybe a couple of things that could be improved, shall we say. And this isn't a time that you sit here and you talk about Patty the hygienist, or you talk about, oh, you know, she's such a drama queen. This isn't a time for you to dish on other people. It's a time for you to focus on you. It's a time for you to focus on your career, your happiness, your state of mind, and to share that with the dentist. So during the course of this 10 to 15 minutes, what I'd love for you to do is come to it with one or two ideas on how you can be a better dental assistant for the rest of the year. Now look, no matter what we do, no matter what position we have, there's always something that we know we can do better. You may have a skill set that is, you're awesome at this, but this piece of the puzzle, you could use some work. You know, let's be honest here, okay? Not all of us are perfect. There are things that are a little bit on our blind side that we need some help with. And that's where I want you to go to the dentist and say, you know, I would love to know more the rest of this year about digital impressions. I'd love to know more the rest of this year about 3D printing. I'd love to know more this year about patient communication and how I could be a bigger advocate for my patients. And you sit down and map out a strategy for what that looks like. Now, the key is not only hoping that, you know, you can share this, but it's also, how does that look whenever it comes to the sharing? What steps can you take? You know, let's just take patient communication for an example. If that's something you'd like to improve upon this year, are there courses you could take? Are there webinars that you could listen to? Are there things that may cost a little bit of money, but at the end of the day, there's an ROI there because it will not only help you be a better dental assistant and connect better with the patients, but also it brings more joy to your soul every day. It makes you happier because you feel more confident in doing this. So I not only want you to think about, this is what I'd like to improve upon in 2024, but also these are the steps that we could take to make that happen. Now, this isn't you throwing it all on the dentist and saying, this is what you've got to do or else. Not saying that at all. This is something where you sit down and you map out a plan for, this is what I would like to improve upon, and these are the steps that I would like to take. And then you need to take a step back because the dentist may have ideas on what you need to improve upon as well. And so if you're working together with these things that maybe you have a blind spot that you don't even know you have, but it's something that the dentist says, you know what, to be better crafted for our practice, what if you did this? What if you took these courses? You know, then you're both on the same page. So I want you to come into it with not only ideas of how you can improve, but also steps to make that happen. But there's one key thing that I want you to take into that meeting. I want you to take a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, something to write with. And I know in today's world, we are so, you know, it's easy just to say, yeah, I'll remember it, or to make a note on your iPhone or whatever it is. I want the phone put away. And I want you to actually listen to what is said and make notes. And then I want both of you to be in agreement, both the dental assistant and the dentist, to be in agreement on the next steps. So let's say, taking that patient communication example we just talked about, let's say that you want to get better at that. You want to be more comfortable talking about money. Let's just dive a little bit deeper into that. You want to be more comfortable talking about money. There are these two speakers coming up that you would like to go hear speak. There's this online seminar that you would like to attend, whatever that might be. And then I want you to have action steps for what comes after you go to those seminars. What comes next after you have that coaching, whatever it might be? What comes next? And what day do you and the dentist get back together to say, you know what? We started out with this goal. These were the steps that we made. And now we're here. What kind of next things do we need to do? So whenever I said earlier that I want you to have this talk by the end of the first half of the year, it's because I want you to set a time in the second half of the year when you can actually gauge the success that there has been with this talk. I want you to gauge where things are going, because the worst thing that can happen is you walk in and you say, I want to do this. You both agree to it. Then nothing ever happens after that. There has to be actionable steps that you both agree to make that happen. And part of those actionable steps is having some kind of accountability to, yes, I said we were going to do this by this date. It happened. Here's the result. So if you're sitting down with the dentist on May 15th to have the stay interview, I'd love for you to schedule something on October 15th, you know, something in the middle of the fourth quarter that maybe you could say, okay, here's where we are. Here's what I see. What do you see? And then again, it's two-way communication. It's not you reporting back and saying, hey, I went to this class. It was great. Thanks. No, there's got to be more to it than that. There has to be both of you understanding what's at stake here. Because let's be honest, not only are you trying to do something to improve your career and to help yourself have a better day and to be more confident in a certain part of your job, but your dentist is also looking at this as an ROI opportunity. It's a way to grow the practice, because if you're getting better at patient communication, then that technically should mean that more things are happening with patients, more treatment is accepted. You know, however you all measure success in that department, that's something where you need to sit down and listen to each other and know from both sides that you're measuring what happened. So if you had this stay interview in the first half of the year, you have that follow-up interview in the second half of the year, you all can judge how things went, then that sets the stage for success in 2025. And I hope you can see how this is kind of an evolving wheel here, that it's something that you can use this as a baseline for some of those things that maybe bother you, some of those things that you'd love to improve upon, for this to be that step to make it happen. So stay interviews are a really important thing. And obviously, I always love to keep these podcasts short and sweet, because I know so many of you have told me you listen to this on your way to work. You listen to this at a break during your day. You will listen to this on the way home, wherever it is. I know you have a limited amount of time. And trust me, I am very cognizant of that. And I'm very thankful you spent it listening to this podcast. So there's a lot more to talk about with stay interviews. And absolutely, I want to help you with this. So I want to give you my email address, and I want you to reach out to me. And if there's anything that I can help explain, if there's anything that I could share with you that would help make this better, it's kevin@kevinspeaksdental.com. That's kevin@kevinspeaksdental.com. You can send me an email, and I will respond back with some more tips on stay interviews for the dental assistant, because I want you to be fully equipped for this. But I also don't want you to overthink this either. I don't want you to think that this is something that you have to, oh, it's going to be such a big process and everything else. No. Honestly, this is something that is really simple. And I know some of you are stepping outside your comfort zone to make this work, but it's to request that time to sit down and talk. And then it's about listening during that time, having a plan during that time, and then setting the stage for your success in the second half and beyond. So I promise you this, if you make the time to have that happen, if you go into it with some ideas on how to make it happen, you go into it with your best listening skills at hand and that phone put away or all distractions to the side where you can really hear what is being said and the two of you can come to some kind of idea about what comes next, I promise you, you're going to walk out of that meeting feeling like, okay, things are happening. Things are good. It gives you a little spring in your step. And God knows we all need that from time to time. And that's why these stay interviews are so important. So that's the skeleton of the stay interview. Obviously, there's much more I dive into whenever we are all together and talking about this. And I'm happy to dive into it with you if you want to send me an email at kevin@kevinspeaksdental.com, because I want to make sure that you are equipped for success in 2024 and beyond. And you know, on a personal level, I also want to make sure every one of you dental assistants stays in our industry, because you are needed more than ever. And we need not only dental assistants in this industry, but we need dental assistants who love what they do in this industry. And hey, that's why I'm here. This is my professional passion, dental assistants. It's helping you understand the valuable role that you play. I'm always here to help you in any way that I can. Drop me an email. Make sure you're hooked up with me at drbycuspid.com. Make sure you're listening to some past episodes of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast. There is everything out there from, the oral systemic link to some stories that are really going to help you as a person, really help you grow. So I want to make sure go back and listen to some of our previous episodes, because everything we do every week here at Dental Assistant Nation is about you, dental assistants, because you matter and you rock. And we cannot thank you enough. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for all that you do every day. I can't wait to hear your success stories. You know, if you ever want to share something that's working in your practice, if you want to share something that worked with this stay interview, yeah, kevinspeaksdental.com. I can't wait to hear more about your journey. And as always, I am cheering you on from the sidelines and doing everything I can to make sure that you dental assistants understand just how valuable you are and how much that you are loved. So thank you for your time. I look forward to hearing your next steps, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode, I should say, of the Dental Assistant Nation podcast.